Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much. Well, joining me, thanks for hanging around with me today. My website is www.jbsba.com. I'm excited about having a new friend on the show with us, ladies and gentlemen. Jennifer Reed Hawthorne is with us. She's the author of Chicken Soup for the Women's Soul. She's the author of a brand new book out called The Soul of Success. She writes about, she writes and speaks about women's issues all over the place, and she's our new friend. Jennifer, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Jim.
It's good to have you here.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
My audience knows, Jennifer, that that I cover women's issues quite a bit. I've been doing this now, ever since I started doing the show over 7 years ago, that I've been, every month we do some issues specifically about women. And, of course, all the shows we do are about any small business owner, anybody who wants to be in the marketplace. But we try to focus on things because I do think that women need a little extra help in getting them into the marketplace, maybe a little more than men. It was a man's world for a long time, but now we know, Jennifer, as you know, that women in the marketplace, women business owners are they're actually forming businesses at a greater a percentage rate than men are.
Oh, I think that's wonderful. It doesn't surprise me at all, and I think it's absolutely wonderful.
Well, and we're learning things about women and about how they behave in the marketplace. For one thing, Jennifer, we know that women pay their loans back at a higher rate than men.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. But we also know that there's some challenges that women face, and some of them are because of who they are, because they are women, and some of them are because of some of the things that society has imposed on them, like being the caregivers.
Yes.
Those kinds of things. When you talk about, in your book, when you talk about the soul of success, tell us what you mean by that.
Well, you know, to me, when I hear the word soul, I immediately think of something deeper. And what happened for me while I was working on this book, Jim, is this. I'm listening with interest with everything that you're saying about women. And, you know, I believe that truly one of the biggest challenges women have today is not just the, you know, getting into the workplace and getting themselves marketed, but because of this caregiver role, because women are still the managers of their families, the managers of their homes, and the managers of their relationships, it's this question of balance. For so many women, I hear this over and over and over again, the number one challenge facing so many women is how to find balance in life. And what I came to realize as I was working on The Soul of Success was that balance is not really just a question of trying to juggle everything and trying to make more time during the day, because I don't think, frankly, that we can carve out any more time. We can't stretch time. But the balance is going to come from the inside out. It's going to be, how can we change ourselves on the inside so that there is a balance for all that intense activity on the outside?
Well, one thing that I believe is that more so than men, women have a much greater tension in their lives between who they want to be and what their responsibilities are. And it seems to me, Jennifer, because, you know, a woman could have all the same motivations and the same drive and the same dreams that I have, or that her husband or brother or a man would have for being successful in the marketplace, whatever that might be, as an employee, as an executive, as an owner, or as a politician, whatever it might be. But at the same time, you know, biologically, women give birth to the children, and sociologically, women are seen as the caregivers, and so there's a level of obligation there on the home front side if they want to have a family. And there's also what turns out to be guilt on the sociological side, isn't there?
Yes, and you know, Jim, the subtitle of my book is A Woman's Guide.
Jennifer, when I say guilt, I'm talking about, you know, the self-imposed thing about, you know, how far do I go with my career without, you know, without taking away from my family?
I understand, and I think that that's why we women really need to look at what is the source of our authentic power. That's why I called this book, The Soul of Success, A Woman's Guide to Authentic Power, because I believe that a woman is not going to have to feel guilty if she gets so clear within herself about what the priorities in life really are, if she gets so honest with herself that she's able to actually say no from time to time, even though she's been socially conditioned to say yes to just about everything. And I'll give you an incredible example of what I think you're talking about. One of the women featured in my book is from Baton Rouge, my hometown. Her name is Jackie Vines, and she was the first employee to be brought in by Cox Communications when Cox took over AT&T in Baton Rouge. Mm-hmm. She was running a company that was a $150 million business, 550 employees. And on the morning of 9/11, she was scheduled to give a huge presentation in Atlanta, her first budget presentation to Cox headquarters, and walked into the room just in time to see the second plane hit the second Twin Tower.
Wow.
And what she says in her story was how, you know, she actually was a single woman, had never considered getting married, had never considered children. She was so happy, she thought, doing what she was doing. But she said at that moment, everybody left the room to call someone, and she sat there reeling from the realization that she had no one to call.
Mm.
And what happened to her was that she had to get very, very honest, because in Jackie's words, she said, I had to become painfully honest to accept the fact that I had a major gap in my life and had not even had a clue it was there. I had been looking at my life through a lens in order to be okay with what I was doing.
But up to that point, her life was fairly simple. It just became complicated, didn't it?
Well, in a sense, but actually the way Jackie describes it, and I saw Jackie when I was in Baton Rouge in November, it actually became less complicated because it became so rich and so full when, as a result of this realization, she ultimately, a couple of months later, said yes to her niece in regard to raising her niece's two children that she didn't feel capable of raising.
Wow.
So although this is from the opposite angle of what you were starting to talk about as,
right,
as you know, women as caregivers, Jackie, because she got that honest with herself, now has a whole new dimension to her life and everything about her life, including her business.
Stand by, Jennifer. We've got to take a quick break, folks. 20 after. We'll be right back. Back at 23 after the hour, we're visiting with our new friend Jennifer Reed Hawthorne. She's the author of the new book, The Soul of Success. Many of you may have seen her book, Chicken Soup for the Woman's Soul and Chicken Soup for the Mother's Soul. Is that right, Jennifer?
Yes, that's two of the ones I did.
Two of the others. How many have you written?
I did four of the Chicken Soup for the Soul series, Jim. I did besides the two you've mentioned, I did a second volume for women, and then I did Chicken Soup for the Single Soul also.
Right. All right.
And then earlier this year, I had a little book come out, a gift book called Diamonds, Pearls, and Stones, Jewels of Wisdom for Young Women from Extraordinary Women of the World.
And these are available wherever books are sold?
Oh, absolutely.
You want to give us your website?
Yes, and I'm so excited that you're asking me about it because it will be up probably starting today or sometime in the next week. It's just jenniferhawthorne.com.
Okay, Jennifer Hawthorne, and that's just like
with
you think
e
it would be
end.
Spelled with an E on the end, jenniferhawthorne.com. Okay, Jennifer, let's talk about women in business. One of the things that I've been saying for a long time, before the century, when we were in the last century, I was predicting that the 21st century was going to be the century of the entrepreneur. And one of the reasons why I said that, and why I still say that, and why every day I see evidence that makes this, that makes me believe that my prediction is, has come true and is coming true, is the advent of women business owners, and how much small business ownership fits the lifestyle of the 21st century woman, including the 21st century young mother. It gives them a lot of the things that you talk about. It helps them with balance. Now they have a lot of obligations, but it gives them some flexibility. They can make it however big or small they want it to be.
Right.
But they still have the challenges. They're still driven, or they wouldn't want to be small business owners. But they still have the challenges of dealing with relationships. And it doesn't matter whether they have children or not. If they have any kind of relationship at all, one of the things we know is that women are going to feel a little more obligation to the relationship than men do sometimes.
I think that's very true. Women are generally known to be what Justin Sterling, the relationships expert, calls the manager of their relationships.
A friend of mine, I don't know if you know Cherie Carter Scott. She's a great author.
Oh, very well. She gave me an endorsement for this book, actually.
That's right. Well, Cherie's an old friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, and she told me one time, this was totally, you know, off of anything we were talking about. She said, Jim, she said, men are the best at getting their needs met. I think she was lamenting
well
something.
Well said, Cherie.
I think she was lamenting something her husband had just done. But anyway, it is the truth, isn't it?
I really think it is, and I think that one of the beautiful things about women is that we do want to take care of others. We do want to serve others. I think service is a natural part of the feminine. Whether you're a man or a woman, the feminine aspect of life contains that quality of service in a very, very genuine
way. It's the motherhood thing, isn't it? It's the motherhood thing, isn't it?
I think it is, and whether you're a mother or not, anything that has to do with nurturing or nourishing or giving is part of the feminine.
How do we take that beautiful, precious, unique thing that women have and turn it into something useful to not only help women follow their dreams, but also take care of the things that they feel that they're obligated to it at home?
Well, you know, there's a beautiful woman in my book that I'd like to just mention to you, because I think that her story really reflects the question that you're asking or answers it. Vicki Edmonds grew up in a terrible situation. She really under the threat of death by her father her whole childhood. Her family was extremely dysfunctional. And as an adult with two children, she was getting ready to go with her family on a Caribbean cruise, Jim, when all of a sudden Hurricane Gilbert hit the island of Jamaica, which was one of the places where they were going. And she was sitting glued to the TV watching the news, seeing this little child who had obviously been orphaned, surrounded by water, you know, crying. And she sat there and thought, somebody should do something. And the next thought that came into her mind was, I wonder if I'm somebody.
I'm that somebody, huh?
I wonder if I could be somebody. And her story is the most extraordinary story of how from that thought she went to collecting $1,500 worth of food and getting it to Jamaica, and that action in itself caused her to look at her life in a different way. And from the time she had been a child, her lifeline to the world had been poetry. And all of a sudden, she began to ask herself, I wonder if I could serve others through my poems. And she published her own poems, and that eventually led to teaching poetry to young children in prison systems, in halfway houses, giving them an outlet for the terrible rage that they themselves had experienced through the violence in their own lives. She now has a career besides parenting as a poetry teacher, using poetry as what she calls a spiritual practice, a sacred practice.
Thank you for being here, Jennifer, today. We got to wrap it up. I appreciate you being here. Jennifer Reed Hawthorne, ladies and gentlemen, the author of The Soul of Success, among other books. Thank you, Jennifer. See you next time.
Thank you so much, Jim.
See you then. Got to take a quick break. I'll be right back with our good friend Rich Galen. He's just back from South Asia. He's got a good report for us. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.